The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Hey, Shannon Burke, how you doing, sir?
XL 106.3, the Kimmer, Pete, and Flounder. What's happening, fellas?
Well, we're having a beautiful afternoon up here. I'll bet you're having a beautiful, sunny, hot day down there, I'm guessing.
It's really nice right now.
Great time of year in Florida. I lived in Palm Beach Gardens at the PGA National, man. And I'll tell you what, from right about now until, this kind of getting to the end, from now until about the 1st of May, it's still really beautiful. After that, it gets a little iffy until mid-September. But it's again, that's a great time of year right now for a few more days.
Right there, too. You guys, what is it there? Right? What do you
got? 65 or something, I think, today, something like that.
79 degrees right here and sunny.
What's
going on, guys?
Well, we got Donald Trump's lawyer was in court today trying to get the whole thing thrown out with a Georgia case with Fannie the Floozy on the free speech business, saying his comments that he made, he wasn't trying to overturn an election. He was making political speech, and political speech is covered by the First Amendment. So, you know, and the judge said, well, you can appeal anything we do, but we're going to continue the case with hearings, and there's no trial date even set yet. So,
Fannie stays on board for right now?
Apparently she got rid of her lover, so they've been keeping her, which is, to me, is amazing. The woman should be losing her law license. There's no way she should be on this case. I still can't believe that. A couple of Congress people are trying to get her off the case totally, but there is a state bar, a association of lawyers, or some judicial counsel that oversees prosecutors and cases like this. And so far, I don't think anybody's doing anything. How is it possible that just given her testimony, they caught her being a tramp and a liar? Obstructing justice? She deliberately was trying to convince the court that what she was doing was fine and there was nothing to it. I mean, it was unbelievable. All that testimony. They got her like four different things. Not only should she be taken off the case, she should lose her license.
We know the reason why. Yeah. We should stop expecting this.
I know.
We should stop expecting justice when it comes to a Democrat.
I know.
Is that not the truth?
Yeah.
I predicted, I said it was Fulton County. Nothing would happen to her.
That's right. Even a Democrat strategist was on CNN saying, Fannie, don't make yourself a character in this. Bring it down. Stay focused on the job. Shut up, for God's sakes. Keep your mouth But it's too late. I mean, she can't stop. This is what she is and what she does, and she's going to get away with it, and the whole thing is appalling.
But that judge left the door open for Trump to appeal and his co-defendants to appeal it. My take was that he didn't want to be the guy that fired the black female.
He's a judge. He's up for re-election.
He's up for re-election. Just kick the can down the street a little bit.
Fulton County, a Democrat, mostly all black and all Democrat, and he's up for re-election. So, you know, he can't take a chance on offending the entire prosecutor's office.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Well, what do you make of the bridge disaster, the booty judge coming out and not saying anything.
Well, thank God it was a racist bridge. We finally got rid of that racist bridge. You know,
we have a bet going here, or a prediction. Easy says that when they rebuild this bridge, it will no longer be the Francis Key bridge. It'll be renamed something else that's more politically correct. Yeah. Francis, he is allegedly what?
He was in the slave trade or whatever.
It's
going to be the Beau Biden Memorial Bridge.
The Beau Biden Memorial Bridge is the bet here.
Well, he was when he was killed getting the Medal of Honor in Iraq, as you remember, saving the platoon of nurses and nuns and children.
No. It'll be that corrupt Maryland congressman who died a couple years ago. What was that guy's name from Baltimore? He lost billions of dollars in funds that they never saw in his district. Cummings, was that his name?
Oh, Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings was
that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Elijah Cummings, yes.
Yeah, you know, that's a good, I hadn't thought, that just goes to show the duplicity of these people. That's probably what's going to happen. I'll bet there's going to be a huge thing about the naming of the new bridge.
Yep. And, I don't think it's going to be a year. It's going to be a long time. I don't think it's going to affect this election. Like, Biden's not going to build this bridge before November.
No. Well, two things. First of all, now the governor of Maryland saying we want $60 billion or something to build it from the federal government to take care of this. Frankly, the shipping companies responsible for the damage and the insurance or whatever. I mean, why are the taxpayers all of a sudden going to do this? And by the way, if the insurance company were to hire its own private contractors, that may be done a hell of a lot faster. And you know, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be the modern design bridge where they don't have those structures in the middle of the freaking channel.
Right.
So,
anyway. Army Corps of Engineers, maybe. But I heard Lloyd's of London's insured that bridge.
Yeah. Well, they should be paying for it. I mean, it was the shipping company that cost it.
Right. I don't know.
Well, Hill, you live in Florida. In Florida, by the way, a couple things. There were tugboats who helped guide the ship into the docking area before the accident happened, and then the tugboats left. And the reason the tugboats left is, well, I was just reading a thing from some top engineer guy in the shipping business saying the reason they left is because all the modern ships have modern technology to help them steer on their own through the channels, so the tugboats aren't really needed for that part of the thing, so they all tend to leave these days as a normal procedure. The problem is, if those tugboats had stayed there, they could have guided him and stopped him from plowing into the freaking pillar. But they don't do it. And frankly, I don't understand. But hell, in Florida, boy, you know this too, Shannon. If there's a problem with the waterways in Florida, those bridges, bang, they are up and gone, and there are tugboats everywhere. I mean, they take care of those bridges and the ships going under those things every second of every day, 24 hours a day.
Right.
I mean, it's not the same as what, you know, Florida learned a lesson the hard way quite a while ago. And they do it right, I think.
Yeah, we don't have bridges that expand too many. Well, there's a couple of big ones, but I thought the one that DeSantis rebuilt after the hurricane in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
it was a bridge to an island, but it wasn't nearly the span. Yeah. But we're yet to see the economic impact, the supply chain impact of this thing is going to be.
It's going to be awesome,
and it's going to be. That was a major thoroughfare for hazardous chemicals and fuel and diesel, and that road itself was on the bridge. Not to mention the huge importance of that port right there, where everyone's stuck in right now. No one can get out. It's got to be a nightmare.
Yeah, and not only that, what about your basic traffic pattern now? Deliveries and truck drivers and commuters, and I mean, this is going to be a freaking nightmare for them. And then there's the whole, let me ask you this. In fact, Flounder just brought this up a little while ago. We were talking about whether, I was coming to the conclusion, we've been talking about this with Pete. It certainly seems reasonable to me right now to throw the possibility that someone caused this. I think it's legitimate to ask at this stage what happened, why the steering, why the power outage, why did that boat seem to turn 90 degrees into the pier at the last moment? I mean, there are some questions about the video and the timing and the I mean, it seems reasonable to say it would be disrespectful to say, well, we're automatically going to say it was an accident. That's all there is to it, and we'll find out why the accident happened.
Right.
Obviously, you have to investigate everything or you're not an investigator. So it's not right to complain that because you're asking a question that you're some kind of freaking conspiracy theorist.
Right.
That's what's killing me on this thing.
I agree that it would be a brilliant way to affect our supply chain and our economy for a certain period of time if it were to be a purposeful, deliberate attack. You know, yeah.
I doubt it. I doubt that someone did that. I thought this was sabotage. But still, you can't say, well, we can't automatically rule it out. I mean, and just because we're raise a question, given these what's happened these days? I mean, of course you have to, you know, investigate everything. I mean, these freaking liberals, Shan, honest to God, I'm so sick and tired of being labeled and blasted and accused of things which are just being a normal human being. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden I'm some kind of a scumbag, racist, you know, right-wing psychopath or something because I'm asking questions that any normal person used to ask 20 years ago.
Right, and here's a prime example. NBC hires Ronald McDonald. McDaniel on a 2-year deal, $300K a year to be a contributor. She appears one time.
Yeah, one interview.
And everyone over there loses their effing minds.
Shameful.
And they just won't work with her. They won't. And they forced executives who I think were on the path to, hey, let's open back up and try to be at least appear a little bit more fair and put a conservative on our payroll as a contributor so we can get, differing opinions. And Chuck Todd won't have it. What's his name? Matt Al won't have it. And but they forced NBC executives.
What's his name? Rachel Maddow. Yeah.
They forced these executives to go to turn around.
Two things stand out. First of all, the executives, I think probably you're right. They were trying to do the right thing to say, well, we can't just be labeled as this. And so they were probably trying to do the right thing. And plus, they did the right thing with her. It wasn't like she was some kind of right-wing rabble-rouser, from the far right, Proud Boys or something. She was pretty much, not terribly offensive to people except those who wanted her to be stronger. But so that was not that big a deal. But it shows that these executives didn't have any balls. They didn't have the balls to pull it off. And what's even worse, NBC was the original red and blue radio network which started national broadcasting. NBC and CBS, Edward R. Murrow's got to be rolling over in his grave about things like this.
Right.
And the NBC who started the old red and blue radio networks. I mean, this is not journalism. This is not broadcasting or communication. The First Amendment is dead. These people are not supporting the freedom of the press and to be able to express ideas and opinions. I can't believe it. How is it possible that those, the inmates running the asylum, these airtime, beautiful faces
right.
with the puppy hairdos are determining what people get to see on the news?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. When it finally has it, the last nail is in Legacy News' coffin, and it's rapidly headed that way. These execs have no one to blame but themselves because they have allowed. Look, long gone are the times of Crossfire and Hannity and Colmes and Point Counterpoint. That's when we started to lose it. And now they won't even allow a single voice, one single conservative voice, to join a left-leaning legacy media because they don't want to even hear. They don't want to be around that person. They can't even stand to have them within their sphere. It's ridiculous.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
I was just going to say that. We sure missed that with Saturday Night Live, and that's what brought it all to think. And again, we have to remember, these are all Democrats. These are people, and they call Donald Trump and you and me Nazis. Yeah. And these are the people who are nothing but censors trying to make sure you do not hear every opinion, and they're trying to keep the political opponent off the ballot as a one-party system. What else do you call these Democrats other than Marxists and Nazis? By the way, they're Jew haters, too. They're going when Buttigieg shows up, President Joe, a baby murderer, is going to show up tonight with the racist and the rapist, Bill Clinton and Buttigieg. Obama is going to show up, and there's going to be 50,000 Jew-hating pro-Palestinian protesters, and they're all Democrats. All Democrats doing all this to America. Keep voting for them.
They have done a very good job of training liberal voters to automatically associate you, if you're a GOP or you're going to vote for Trump, which you have no choice now, as you're an election denier, a danger to democracy, racist homophobes, and it's no black and white about it.
I'm tired of being accused and labeled and boxed in. I mean, that's nonsense. I'm an American, damn it, and all those things are lies. It's not true, and somehow they keep getting away with it, and I'm not taking it anymore. I hope there's a revolution. I hope there's a freaking revolt. I'm not calling for violence. So keep your freaking Secret Service, you scumbag FBI, the Federal Gestapo investigation. I'm probably marking this down right now. They have a whole contingent of FBI agents just listening to the camera, trying to plant something in my trunk to get me to a federal charge or something. So they're probably writing this down right now. I bet you at 5:17 on March 28th. You keep trying, buddy. But I'm going to keep opening my mouth because people are ruining this country, and we all know it, and we have to stop it. Stop.
We were just reminiscing about my visit from the Boys in the Black Suburbans that one morning.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Never clenched up more leather in my butt cheeks than I did on that day.
Yeah,
there's still a butt print in that chair.
There you go. That's they do what they want.
What else do I got to talk to you about? Could there be a stronger visual than today? You've got, like you said, Clinton, Obama, and Biden for a $25 million gala at Radio City. Yeah, with Lizzo performing there. And in Long Island, you've got the former President Donald Trump showing up the wake of a Jonathan Diller. You couldn't have a...
Shannon, I'm so glad you said that. In the last hour, Pete Davis and Flounder and I made the exact same thing. We said, if you had to take two pictures to show the difference in what's going on in America right now, you show President Joe Baby Killer with the racist and the rapist and 50,000 Jew-hating, Palestinian-loving, Hamas-loving protesters compared on the same day when Donald Trump bows his head in prayer over the casket of a dead police officer who was murdered because of liberal political policies by Democrats. What a comparison.
And if you've given enough money for this Radio City Music Hall event, you can have your picture taken with all three of those.
Yeah, $100,000. You get all three.
Taken by Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
You're right. And then down on Long Island, former President Trump meeting with the family, arranging the, what did they say? They paid off the family's mortgage, agreed to pay off having a solemn moment, meeting with the police officers who adore him there. You couldn't show a better dichotomy of these men. Right there.
It's so obvious. I mean, you couldn't be plainer. You hit yourself over the head with a hammer. Take a look.
Now, the other three are about to watch Lizzo perform at Radio City Music Hall.
Were you there when she was there at our station, when we were at the radio station? Were you there that time?
I don't know.
I'm not sure whether you were there or not.
I saw her in the hallway.
Pete, you were there, though, right? Flounder wasn't working with us then, but Pete and I
watched her.
Yeah, and Lizzo showed up at the radio station, and nobody had ever heard of her. This was, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and nobody had ever heard of her. And we thought, well, she's a big girl, and she's singing, and I guess it's okay. And it was some music rep brought her around to the radio station to sing for the staff. I mean, just there in the sales area. So it's okay, fine. And she sang for a few minutes, and we walked away, and that was the ball. All of a sudden, Lizzo is enormous. I mean, in many ways.
Hey! Good times, Kevin. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Shannon, have a good one, my friend. Happy Easter and good Friday tomorrow, and happy Easter weekend, and hi to the missus, and I hope you're doing great down here, man.
Same to you guys. Thank you very much.
Boys, talk to you. Thanks, man.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.